coming up on the making of the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders. Follow the month-long selection process to determine the 2016 team. Learn about a hopeful who overcame an offseason filled with hurdles and a request to come back for season number two. See why the final competitions bring out so many nerves for those trying out for a roster spot. And we reveal the entire roster of the 2016 Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders. It's all next on the Making of the Minnesota Vikings Cheerleaders.
All right, so we're here today at Winter Park having our open auditions for the 2016 Minnesota Vikings Cheerleaders. But a lot of people think it begins just when they walk in the door. For many of them, they've either tried out multiple times, they've been on the training program the last year, or they just decided they were going to walk in the door the day before auditions. We've got about 150 ladies that are going to be going through the different rounds of auditions today, and we're really excited to pick the 42 that will represent our team this year.
Some of the women trying out today have never been a Vikings cheerleader, while others have been on the team for years. But they will all have to work hard in order to impress the judges if they want to cheer at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Every year is a new experience. I've been through this process 7 years in a row now, so I kind of know what to expect, but you know, I'm back at square one just like everybody else. You know, I do my best to prepare and bring my best every year.
This is my sixth time trying out for the Vikings cheerleaders. Every year is always something special, and I'm always looking forward to what to expect.
For me, it's a very exciting time of year. It can be a kind of a roller coaster of emotions at times when you just are getting ready and preparing, not knowing what's about to happen, but I think it's definitely very exciting. It's very physically and emotionally demanding. You definitely have to be mentally and physically strong in order to go through 2 weeks of training camp and have those 2 weeks where you're not sure what the whole next year of your life is going to look like.
To anticipate the historic season ahead, the 2016 MVC will expand its roster to be the biggest in team history.
So this year, we keep saying that we have one team, but we have two roles. And so the two roles will be the on-field dancers, and we'll have 28 of those ladies that will be in the corners on the field at U.S. Bank Stadium. And then we have 14 ladies that we are going to have in the suites, in the clubs, engaging with the fans, really doing that direct interaction pregame and during the game. And those are going to be our ambassadors. So all of the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders combined together, we're going to have 42 total, and we're excited to be expanding because we've had 35 last year.
The ambassador program adds another level to the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders, as well as creating more spots on the roster for those looking to fulfill a dream and get that call. But while the new opportunities on the team have created more excitement, it also means tougher competition among the MVC hopefuls.
So the new ambassador program is really exciting because it's adding 14 new spots to the team. Our team is growing, and so we're going to have a much bigger presence on game day. We're going to be able to be in all four corners of the field and visiting all of those additional suites that the stadium's now going to be offering. So it's a really exciting opportunity to grow our program, and then also a new role.
Another team to be able to really engage with the fans, really do the public speaking and the public relations and like the media coverage, and really have that interactive relationship with our fans, because the fans are the ones that make that stadium loud. They're the ones that bring in that loyalty to the Vikings.
So we did 400 hours of community service last year, and corporate events, and travel for military tours, so they really have to be comfortable and excited about engaging with our fans.
This year's class of MVC will be bigger and better than ever before, thanks to the team's commitment to fan engagement inside U.S. Bank Stadium. But on open tryouts in early April, there are no guarantees for rookies or veterans. It marks only the beginning of a 2.5-week training process to become a Minnesota Vikings cheerleader. Coming up, the judges get ready as the MVC hopefuls hit the stage at Pantages Theater for the semifinal round, and Mall of America for the finals. And later, find out all 42 members of the 2016-17 Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders. And up next, learn how failure has helped drive some MVC hopefuls to achieve success this year.